In writing about his time at Punahou, Obama singled out a friendship with a poet he only identifies as Frank. In introducing Frank, Obama says he lived in a dilapidated house in a rundown section of Waikiki. Obama then provides enough background information about Frank to make identifying him easy for experts. The only poet who fits Obama's description completely is Frank Marshall Davis, a newspaper journalist and poet who was widely known in the 1950s to be a communist. The first identification of Frank with Frank Marshall Davis was made by Gerald Horn, a contributing editor to Political Affairs, an openly Marxist political review. Horn documented that Frank Marshall Davis was a decisive influence in helping Barack Obama to find his present identity as an African American, a people who have been the least anti-communist and the most left-leaning of any constituency in this nation. The two African American writers Obama mentions to give Frank some context both had communist connections as well. Langston Hughes and Richard Wright were the two African-American writers most identified with the Communist Party USA in the 1930s. Hughes, a prolific writer who was best known for his 1921 poem, The Negro Speaks of Rivers, told the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations in 1953 that he had been a communist sympathizer. Richard Wright, best known for his 1940 novel Native Son, was the Harlem editor of the communist newspaper Daily Worker in 1937. In truth, many prominent African-American intellectuals and writers of the 1930s gravitated toward communism in the frustration of what they perceived as little or no progress fighting racial discrimination and inequality in the United States. Davis admitted to being brainwashed for years after the Bolshevik Revolution. He believed that Russia had no colonies and was strongly opposed to the imperialism under which my black kinsmen lived in Africa, and that those American forces which most staunchly resisted our demands for equality were the most rabid foes of Russia. So Davis saw Russia as an ally, as determined as he was to stamp out discrimination. Like so many other communists in the United States, white and black alike, Davis felt betrayed when Stalin signed the Non-Aggression Pact with Hitler in 1939. For many in the Communist Party USA, that was the last straw of betrayal. After that, Davis worked with any group resolved to wipe out white supremacy. Honestly, he admitted, I made no distinction between those labeled communist, socialist, or merely liberal.